Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at the Couple Center and Couple Speak in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live each month on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. If you're like many couples, you get into such a whirlwind of spending, cooking, cleaning, entertaining, and general preparing for the holidays that you lose touch with your partner during this hectic time. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Tonight's 20-minute episode, 5 Ways to Build Couple Connection During the Holidays, may be just what you need right about now. I'll share some ideas developed through my many years of working with couples about how not only to stay in touch with your partner, but more importantly, how to build a wonderful sense of connection together at this key time of year, something that a lot of couples feel is nearly impossible. Now, if you've called into the studio, you can join me live on the air by dialing 1 on your phone, and you'll be in line to share your ideas, ask a question, or make a comment. I'd love to hear from you, so don't be shy. Just dial 1. So, before you and your partner end up feeling like stressed strangers, here are 5 of my ideas to maintain and build an experience of fun and meaningful connection with each other throughout the holidays. These are just 5 that I thought of, some of which I already have put into practice, some of which couples I've worked with have done. There are many ways you can do this, but here are just 5 of my ideas. Number 1, enforce some cell phone free time. And that means have an agreement that there are going to be some times during the holidays when your phones are off, out of reach, and you're going to give each other your full attention. And what I would recommend is that you create a box and you label it for this use. And so you concretize this practice by putting your phones inside the box for periodic stretches of at least 1 hour. And the box on the outside says cell phone free time. Both of the phones go in the box, and that's when you realize we are not taking sneak peeks at our phone. We're not just checking our email. We're giving each other our full attention. So give each other your full attention, whether you're talking, gift wrapping, dining out, or filling out holiday cards. I think you'll feel a big difference in your time together instead of it being kind of lip service to working together or preparing together. It will be face-to-face connection. Number 2, make shopping, gift wrapping, or any holiday prep fun by doing it together in a whimsical way. So some of the things you might do would be to put on some dance music. There's no reason why if you're preparing the tree together, or if you're wrapping, or even if you're cleaning the house, why it has to be dreary and dull. Put on some dance music and make it more fun. Or while you're doing these chores, you could tell each other some funny stories while you're working. You could share some secrets or juicy tidbits, anything that spices it up and makes it more clear that you are doing this together so that there's a sense of connection around it. You could do some silly wrapping or card signatures. But again, the point is to make this something whimsical, something fun, and something engaged rather than perfunctory work that you have to do and you have to just get through. Number 3, infuse the time together with a sense of discovery. And discovery, by the way, enhances bonding. The experience of novelty and something new, discovering or experiencing something new, really enhances bonding for couples. This has been shown through neuroscientific studies. So one of the things you might do would be to shop in a new location. Instead of going to the mall and experiencing, it's the same old place that we go to. We hate being here, but we have to do it because we have the most amount of choices if we go to the mall. Shop in town and go to some stores that you've never been to so you expose yourself to something new and something different. Go out to lunch in a new place. If you are preparing for the holidays, you're going to have to take breaks. You're going to have to eat. So try a new place to go out to lunch or go out to dinner. And this, I'm talking about alone time together for you as a couple so that you're not just running around, but you're having some quality experiences. And if you're dining out in a new place, it might be something that you've thought about doing, a place you've thought about going before. If you go to a new place, try something you've never tried before. It will create a sense of discovery together. One very easy thing you can do is to drive or walk a new route to wherever you're going. So if you're doing errands for the holidays, don't just do the tried and true route that where you know you're going to get there and it's routine and it's like clockwork. Go the scenic route. Take in the view. Be in the moment as you're en route. Allow yourself to experience maybe some of the lights around the holidays, or you might notice the snow if there's snow where you live. But go a new route and see what you find, see what you discover if you drive or you walk a new route to get where you're going. You could surprise each other with a new experience. One of the things that's very helpful to do is to reward yourselves with this when you finished some holiday task. So surprise, just pull it on each other. Do something unexpected, because the unexpected creates more of a sense of discovery and more of a sense of novelty. It shows each other that you're thinking about each other and that you're making it a more pleasant experience together. What I would recommend is that you talk to some friends or family and borrow fun ideas from people you know about how to do the unexpected. What do other people do that has really made an impact with their partner or their spouse? Don't be afraid to borrow or even steal some ideas. You may really be inspired to do some very interesting things. Now, this is a very short show. It's 15 to 20 minutes. I have several people who have called in. If there's, if you have a question or you'd like to make a comment or you want to share something, dial 1 on your phone and I'll bring you on the air. Okay. So I do have one person who's, let's see. Hello, area code 917. Welcome to my show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Hi, Susan. I was just wondering, I think these are great suggestions, but what if you are met with resistance from your partner? If your partner says, oh, I don't want to do that, I'm too tired, or they just think any of these ideas might be corny, do you suggest doing these things alone or pressing on with your partner or having an argument with your partner?
It's a great question. Yeah, I would not suggest doing these things alone, because this whole show is about building couple connection during the holidays. So what I would say is that if one idea falls flat or you have a partner who may be too tired or cranky to do something, don't think of it as a one-shot deal. Invite your partner to try something else on a different day. You know, the holidays are a long span of time. It's really for a lot of people, it starts on Black Friday, right after Thanksgiving, and it goes all the way through to after New Year's. And there are different holidays that different, people from different faiths celebrate. So it goes for quite a span of time. So think of this as, if something doesn't doesn't fly well with a partner one day, that doesn't, don't give up. It doesn't mean that it's generally going to be met with resistance. And also, if one idea falls flat, ask your partner, well, you know, let them know, I'd like to feel closer to you through this. I'd like this to be fun for us. Tell them where you're coming from, what you're motivated by. And you can ask them, what would make it more fun for you? What would help you feel closer to me through this? Because I don't want us to lose each other through all the busyness and all the holiday prep. And, you know, I think you'll do better. I would not recommend that you insist, because this is not a show about enforcing things and or creating some experience of duress. But look at it as something that if it doesn't fly one day, hopefully something else will fly better on a different day. Does that
okay,
answer your question?
Great. Yes, that is very helpful. Yes, that's very encouraging. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. You're welcome. Thank you for the question. It's a good question, actually. All right, so we're on number four. One of the things I would recommend that you do is to ramp up dopamine and other happy neurotransmitters in your brain by doing a few different things. Reminisce about fun or silly past holiday experiences. And it sounds kind of corny, but one of the things neuroscience has taught us is that we actually build happy neural pathways in our brain in various ways, one of which is reminiscing as we revisit and amplify past positive experiences, where we kind of go over them, we review them, we tell stories, we laugh about them. You know, we share some personal experiences around them. We do the same in our brain by anticipating future experiences that we look forward to. So if you also create a sense of anticipation about something you both look forward to or one of you looks forward to, and you build on each other's ideas, you do maybe more planning, you can, you'll get a lot more bang for your buck. So when it comes to the holidays, I think you will only create more joy and more of an experience of togetherness if you review, even if it was a disastrous past holiday experience. I have often, with my husband, talked about a Thanksgiving with my sister, when right before we were supposed to put the turkey in, the lights went out. We lost power. And so we ended up eating a half-eaten, kind of half-old chicken. That was our Thanksgiving feast when I had everything prepared. And my husband and I will often laugh hysterically about it, everything that happened, how we got rescued by the local generator guy. And it really amplifies the experience, what we did together to get through it, how we were such good sports. I would recommend that you do that, and also that you talk about, well, what would we like to do next year, or what do we look forward to through the holidays that maybe we've never done or that we have planned? What do we have tickets? What do we have tickets to that we think would be really fun? So that is, and the more that you do each of these, you know, amplifying past to future pleasures, the literally the happier, the more you are creating these pathways of happiness. This has been documented through neuroscience. It sounds like science fiction, but it's really not. And by the way, the whole experience of amplifying experiences creates happy neural pathways. So it's something else. It would be a sixth idea, but something else you and your partner can do instead of just going through the experience and saying, oh, you know, this is nice or that was nice. Really ramp it up and really get into it, because you will literally be creating more happiness. My fifth idea is to create some new holiday rituals alone as a couple or with your children if you have any. Now, you can build couple bonding and couple connection. You don't have to be entirely alone all the time to do this. So if you have children, this would apply. And what we know is that ritualizing experiences creates a sense of rhythm and flow to life. Kids love that. People in general love rituals, especially when the rituals are fun or pleasant ones. I have often thought about my family's Christmas ritual of driving to see the lights. There were a lot of rules. We had to be in our PJs, and we had to bring hot chocolate in the car. We would drive all over, and we would laugh hysterically, thinking if we got into an accident, if we got stopped, what would the cops think if they saw all of us in our pajamas with thermoses of hot chocolate? But that was a ritual. It was the way we did it, and it just created more bonding. I'm sure our parents really enjoyed it. They loved providing us with that ritual, and it was a real bonding time for the family. One thing you could ritualize that you could create as a ritual would be to go to a tree farm to pick out and cut down your own tree. So instead of doing the obligatory run to Home Depot or your local tree vendor, you actually have the experience of walking around a tree farm, picking at your own tree and cutting it down and then bringing it home. You could take an hour out of shopping to go ice skating on a local pond. You don't have to think of it as 5 hours or wasting a whole day or of stealing precious time, but taking an hour to bring in a sense of exercise and pleasure. You could light a menorah and make some latkes if you've never done that. You don't have to be Jewish to do that. You could do that as a tribute to the fact that there are different faith traditions. You could together set out unusual treats for Santa, something really whimsical or really silly instead of just the usual cookies and carrots. Or you could surprise your kids with something whimsical, something unexpected. What I think you'll experience is that the shared secret will create more of a bond between you. So I hope this has been helpful. It's just 5 or 6 ideas for how to stay connected to your partner through the holidays. You don't have to come through the holidays feeling like strangers and feeling irritable and exhausted. You really can come through the holidays feeling closer as a couple. I would like to thank my listeners and my caller-in, for your involvement with the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned some things. I hope this had some value to you. And let's see, my next podcast is on Wednesday, January 10th in 2018. We're going to be in the new year. I will know pretty soon about the topic and whether or not I'll have a guest, and I'll be announcing that. So I hope you have happier holidays with your partner or your spouse with more connections. Good night, everyone, and Happy New Year. Take care.